outside. If you are outside a while, you might squirt a little sunscreen on. It's going to be a nice sunny experience. Ladies and gentlemen, on Fridays, it's always a pleasure to welcome Bill Melberg, the star of our political humor section every Friday. Because if we don't laugh, we might cry. Bill, good morning. How in the heck are you, my friend?
Good morning, Stevie. I'm fine. Good morning, Diane.
Diane is getting coffee.
Oh, well, and good morning, Connect FM listeners.
Well, how have you been? I missed you for a couple of weeks.
I've been fine. We held down the fort while you were away, but I hope you had a great cruise.
We had a fantastic time. Glad to be here. Here's Diane. Diane can say hi.
Good morning, Diane.
Say hi to Bill.
Hi, Bill.
There she is.
I'm so sorry.
No, she was grabbing coffee.
Yes.
So important. Because I can't function without coffee. Neither can Diane. I'm back from the cruise. I know I missed some of the political news while I was away. So why don't you bring me up to date on what's been happening in the 3 weeks since we last spoke, William?
Stevie and Diane, during the past 3 weeks, Governor Scott Walker won the recall election in Wisconsin. Walker was one of only three governors in American history to be recalled and was the only one to keep his job. In fact, Governor Walker enjoyed a solid win, garnering more votes this time than he did when he first elected in 2010. Despite their effort to downplay the recall results, Governor Walker's win sent shockwaves through the Obama White House, the Democratic Party, and public sector unions across the country. Adding to the bad news for the president and the Democrats, as we head toward the November elections, the unemployment rate went back up again last month. Even some of the president's supporters are starting to admit that Obamanomics hasn't worked. Among those raising doubts, former President Bill Clinton. And to make matters even worse, a study released earlier this week reports that the average American has lost 40% of his or her net worth during the past 3 years. Not a good omen for President Obama and the Democrats, with the November elections less than 5 months away. But on a happier note, former President George W. Bush returned to the White House for the unveiling of his official portrait, as well as that of former First Lady Laura Bush. Also on hand was former President George H.W. Bush and former First Lady Barbara Bush. We should also note that George H.W. Bush celebrated his 88th birthday this week, and as I'm sure you know, Queen Elizabeth just celebrated her 60th year on the throne, and that's some of what happened while you were away.
No wonder some people are saying that this has been the worst month in Barack Obama's presidency. And for a more in-depth look at the president's problem, let's turn to our distinguished team of political analysts, former presidents George Herbert Walker Bush.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
And Bill Clinton.
Hi, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hi. Gentlemen, before we start talking about presidential politics, Diane and I would like to take this opportunity to wish former President Bush a very happy, though slightly belated, 88th birthday, sir.
Yes. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it. And we had a great time doing that whole birthday party thing on Tuesday. In fact, I received a very special gift for my birthday. Absolutely wonderful.
Oh, can you tell us about it?
Well, I'll do better than that. I'll share it with you. You see, my granddaughter, Jenna, interviewed me on my 88th birthday for the Today Show. She did a terrific job, and here is part of that interview.
Your socks have been making headlines.
Well, I like a colorful sock. I'm a sock man. This is a modest pair here today. Subdued, you might say.
And they've been comparing your socks to that of Justin Bieber.
Beeb? Is he a sock man?
He evidently is a sock man just like you.
I don't much about the Bieber. Never see him. I don't know what he does.
Have you ever heard his song?
No. How's it go?
Baby, 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 oh.
Is that his song?
You know it.
I don't think I'd like it.
No, you like it.
President Bush, you really unfamiliar with Justin Bieber?
The Beeb. Can't say that I'm really into young Justin or his music. But you've got to understand, Stevie, I'm 88. The Beeb is 18. That's a 70-year gap. Now, if you ask me about Glenn Miller or Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, those are guys I've heard of. But I did enjoy doing that interview with Jenna. What a fine young lady she is. Absolutely terrific.
Well, yes, she is, sir. Congratulations. Wonderful granddaughter. She looks an awful lot like her mom, Laura Bush. Mm-hmm. And, Mr. President, I have another clip that I think you'll enjoy hearing. This is your son, number 43, and his wife, Laura Bush, at the White House 2 weeks ago for the unveiling of their official portraits. I know you were there too, sir, but I thought you'd enjoy hearing one more time what W and Laura said at this event.
Oh, that'd be great.
Now, let's have a listen now.
I am pleased that my portrait brings an interesting symmetry to the White House collection. It now starts and ends with a George W. When the British burned the White House, as Fred mentioned, in 1814, Dolly Madison famously saved this portrait of the first George W. Now, Michelle, if anything happens... There's your man. I'm also pleased, Mr. President, that when you are wandering these halls as you wrestle with tough decisions, you will now be able to gaze at this portrait and ask, what would George do? It is my privilege to introduce the greatest First Lady ever. Sorry, Mom.
It was really gracious of you to invite us back to the White House to hang a few family pictures. And I'm sure you know nothing makes a house a home like having portraits of its former occupants staring down at you from the walls.
Nothing makes a house a home like having portraits of its former occupants staring down at you from the walls. What a hoot.
Yeah, that was a fun day.
Yeah, well, let's turn to a not-so-fun topic, namely the ongoing economic crisis. After more than 3 years, President Obama's economic policies still don't seem to be working, but the president has been offering an explanation for the bad economic news.
Now seeing some headwinds.
Headwinds. Some tough headwinds.
One of the headwinds that the economy is experiencing.
Our economy has been facing some serious headwinds.
We're facing some tough headwinds.
Obviously, we're experiencing some headwinds. The economy's experienced some tough headwinds. The biggest headwind the American economy is facing right now.
Some strong headwinds this year.
Those two things are huge headwinds in terms of growth.
We've got some headwinds. There will continue to be some headwinds.
And just like at this time last year, still facing some serious headwinds. Our economy has been facing some serious headwinds.
All right, let's turn to President Bill Clinton. President Clinton, you heard that. Do you have any reaction to President Obama's headwinds explanation for the bad economy?
Well, yes, I do, Stevie. First of all, you know, you've been out of the country, so you missed the good news. Last week, President Obama announced that the private sector is, quote, doing fine, unquote. And here is Mr. Obama's announcement, plus some reactions to it. Let's listen.
The private sector is doing fine. Where we're seeing weaknesses in our economy had to do with state and local government.
We've seen layoffs, cutbacks.
When it's all said and done, I'm making $200 a month.
I've been looking for a job for 2 years, haven't found any.
You know, I had to file my own personal bankruptcy. I had to close my business.
Here I am. No health care, no slash pension.
I just lost my job recently.
I have to work part-time in order to make ends meet.
Sometimes I feel like I'm a failure.
The private sector is doing fine. The private sector is doing fine. The private sector is doing fine.
Oops. That was the wrong clip. I wanted the one with Barney Frank and Mitch McConnell responding, not the one with all those unemployed people.
Wow. All right. Let's bring in our regular point counterpoint team now, Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona. and Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat of Massachusetts, to get their take on the president's economic policies. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Stevie, my friend. Good morning, Diane, morning. My friend. Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
Hello, Connect FM listeners.
Gentlemen, very quickly, as we're short on time, how would you describe the Obama economy? Let's start with you, Congressman Frank.
Stevie and Diane, President Obama's first term marked the dawn of a glorious new age of socialism, and his remarkable second term will mark the beginning of mourning in America.
Senator McCain?
Stevie, my friend, Congressman Frank could be right about that. A second term for Obama would be the beginning of mourning in America. That's mourning with a U, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. But here's what mourning in America really sounded like at the end of President Reagan's first term.
It's mourning again in America. Today, more men and women will go to work than ever before in our country's history. With interest rates at about half the record highs of 1980, nearly 2,000 families today will buy new homes, more than at any time in the past 4 years. This afternoon, 6,500 young men and women will be married. And with inflation at less than half of what it was just 4 years ago, they can look forward with confidence to the future. It's morning again in America. And under the leadership of President Reagan, our country is prouder and stronger and better. Why would we ever want to return to where we were less than 4 short years ago?
Wow. 1984 Ronald Reagan commercial. Gentlemen, we appreciate your time. That will be the last word for today. But when we come back, we'll be talking once again with political humorist Bill Melberg in Chicago. Plus, we'll be hearing a special royal message from Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. Next on Connect FM 93.5, 95.3. Before 9 o'clock here on 93.5, 95.3, back with political humorist Bill Melberg. Bill, I understand we have a royal message this morning from Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II?
That's right, Stephen and Diane. Allow me to preface Her Majesty's remarks with this bit of trivia. Two memorable events happened 60 years ago on February 8th, 1952. In London, Elizabeth II was officially proclaimed queen following the death of her father, King George VI, 2 days earlier. And in Chicago, at approximately the same time, William Melberg, yours truly, was born to Frank and Lorraine Melberg. The Melbergs' new baby did not get the same attention as Britain's new queen, nor did I celebrate my 60th with the same pomp and ceremony as the queen, but I joined my friends in Britain, Canada, and Australia in saluting the queen on her 60th anniversary. And here she is commenting on the celebrations.
The events that I have attended to mark my Diamond Jubilee have been a humbling experience. It has touched me deeply to see so many thousands of families, neighbours and friends celebrating together in such a happy atmosphere. But Prince Philip and I want to take this opportunity to offer our special thanks and appreciation to all those who have had a hand in organising these Jubilee celebrations. It has been a massive challenge, and I'm sure that everyone who has enjoyed these festive occasions realizes how much work has been involved. I hope that memories of all this year's happy events will brighten our lives for many years to come. I will continue to treasure and draw inspiration from the countless kindnesses shown to me in this country and throughout the Commonwealth.
Yes.
Thank you all.
God save the Queen.
Yes, Queen Elizabeth is a remarkable woman, and she has served her subjects with dedication, dignity, and distinction during the past 60 years. In fact, sometimes I think we might do well to have a head of state who is separate from the head of government, someone like the Queen, who we could all be proud of.
Kind of like Hillary Clinton, huh?
We could all be proud.
And having, of course, having come back from Britain, I can tell you they do love their queen. They're proud of her. Mm-hmm. And I will say this, too. There's a whole bunch of sentiment for William and Kate to be next instead of Prince Charles. So,
speaking of William, did any of them mention that I was born 60 years ago?
Yeah, that's right. Bill, always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks so much. Thanks.
Ask you all.
That's Bill Melberg, an Illini alum. Diane, have a great Father's
Enjoy
Day.
Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you so much. I'm Stevie J. I'll meet you here on Monday, an evening with thepresidents.com. Thank you, Bill Melberg. Have a great and a wonderful Father's Day weekend.